The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell and Company.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yeah, Tom Petty, the waiting is always the hardest part. But we don't ever have to wait too long. We've got Connell and Company in the house, our realtors, some of our favorite realtors, I should say, so I don't get in trouble. Angela Sherrill is here, Will Maben, and they have a guest this morning, Bo Harper from Harper Title. So welcome. Congratulations. It's good to see y'all again.
Yes.
So tell me, what's happening in the real estate world in Pensacola?
Well, this is Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and you can call me directly at 850-292-3165, and we are so excited to have Bo Harper with us. He outgrew our space at Connell & Company, and so because of his success, he has moved to Cervantes and Perry Avenue in East Pensacola Heights.
What a wonderful location it is.
Yes.
Bo, welcome.
Thank you guys for having me. And yes, it is a great location. I like to tell people we are right across the street from Jerry's Drive-In, which, you know, historic East Pensacola landmark. So we're there at the corner of Cervantes and Perry. It's a great place. I mean, I live in East Pensacola, but you know, one of my favorite places, and it's great to live and work in such a beautiful place. I was talking to Meg and Heidi before we started, and like to say that I always, you know, find myself lucky, or think we should, you know, consider ourselves lucky to live in such a beautiful place.
Oh, I appreciate it every day, especially with my drive. I drive over the Pensacola Bay, and we live in a beautiful area, too. I mean, it's gorgeous.
I know. Well, Bo, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to Pensacola?
Okay, so background-wise, I am a real estate attorney by trade. I attended the University of Georgia School of Law.
Whoa. Oh, how about them dogs?
So we are huge Kirby Smart fans.
Woo! See, I knew this company had class.
I say we in the sense of Georgia. We're going to bounce back this year. But so I met my lovely wife, Mary Catherine, in law school in Athens, and I was fortunate enough that she would have me. And so,
and she obviously is very classy as well.
Oh, yes. So she has a lot of family ties to Georgia. Her mother's from Jekyll Island. And so, long story short, after graduating, I practiced in Macon for a time and ended up moving down here and was fortunate to find a job actually working with a boutique firm, a guy named Ted Borowski and Steve Traylor. They kind of brought me up in the legal sense. And, you know, I worked on title claims. And we'll get into what a title claim is later. But flash forward, started my own firm in 2017 and started Harper Title Company. And I like to tell people, we handle real estate transactions. That's what we do on a day-in, day-out basis. I myself am immersed in real estate from a, you know, owner standpoint, investment standpoint. But I use my legal background to run our company. And so, you know, background-wise, that's who I am. And I love real estate. I grew up in it, and, you know, it's a wonderful way to make a living. And kind of peeing back on what we were talking about earlier, you know, I couldn't be a stronger advocate for Pensacola itself. You know, from a lower cost of living standpoint, from 345 days of sun a year to just an absolute wonderful place to live and work. So in a nutshell, that's who I am. And I hope I answered that question, but you're talking about real estate transactions,
right,
and what a title company does.
Sure.
Because that is a little bit of a foreign concept to homeowners. Because I've always said nobody gets out of bed in the morning and says, hey, I'm ready to go buy some title insurance. we're looking for dream homes. Or on the seller side, my life circumstances have changed, or I'm wanting to move up, or I want to downsize. That's when that homeowner is in the process of engaging a real estate agent to help them navigate the transactional component that is getting under contract. And I tell my kids, we basically take that contract and finish it, you know, from a standpoint of getting what we need from a seller and what we need from a buyer and a buyer's lender to put everybody where they ultimately want to be. And that's at the end of a transaction with a seller, you know, has cash in hand and a buyer has title to a piece of property. Title is an ownership concept. So we ensure buyer's title to property. Now we do that through insurance companies. I'm an agent for an insurance company. And by and large, they operate like you would think an insurance company does. You think about a State Farm agent. I'm a Westcor land title insurance agent. It means I write the insurance paper on that company. And, you know, title insurance conceptually protects homeowners against adverse things that could attach to their property. Prior mortgages, liens, you know. Take, for example, City of Pensacola code enforcement liens. We ensure that there are none such liens on your title when you go to purchase a piece of property, because those have adverse circumstances for you, but also your property can be foreclosed and sold through existing mortgages. So we ensure that you're not going to have that issue after you close on a piece of property.
Okay, you just joined Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're here this morning with our friends from Connell & Company Realty, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, and their guest this morning, Bo Harper with Harper Title. All right, so I'm excited to hear more about what you have to share, because that's that is one of the most important pieces of a transaction, having someone who knows what they're doing. I like the idea that you have a law background. That's, I'm sure, very helpful in the process. So it sounds like you all have been working together for a while now.
We have.
And I love working with Bo and his staff. They've been excellent about getting things done, helping and answering questions. And, of course, it brings a question to the table. What is the public body? In the contract, it says any liens or anything from the public body could be.
Did you say that? Public body?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So what we're talking about are code enforcement liens. You know, the City of Pensacola, Escambia County, they have a written code as to how you have to maintain your property. And so we're not talking about ad valorem taxes, real estate taxes. We're talking about keeping your property up, not allowing it to fall in disrepair, not allowing abandoned cars to be visible in the front of your property.
Oh, so, that's not good.
Yeah.
and unfortunately, you know, those things are coming about as from somebody having life circumstances, right? You know, I see this day in and day out in our business where, you know, mom has passed away, the kids don't live here, the house has fallen into disrepair, there's overgrowth in the yard. And ultimately, those code sections are written to maintain a certain level of standard for homes in Pensacola properties. So one of the things we do, in addition to searching title, we perform lien searches to ensure that the City of Pensacola doesn't have a lien on the property. And liens by the city and the county are simply punitive enforcement measures, right?
Would those pass to the new buyer if they were missed?
They certainly do.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Well,
And
those liens, and I'm not suggesting that the city or the county is doing anything nefarious. It's simply they have to have an enforcement mechanism for homeowners that, okay, listen, if you're letting, you know, noxious weeds and grasses grow in the front of your yard to 10 feet high, they need to have a mechanism to compel the homeowner to maintain their home or not let their home be a junkyard in a residential neighborhood.
So if the city was planning on putting a sidewalk in and there would be a special assessment for that, and I was selling my property before it happened, but I knew about that. Would that still count? How does that work?
Well, so our form contract in Florida covers special assessments, and it has a provision providing that the seller will pay any special assessments become due and payable up to the point of closing, and anything that happens after closing is the buyer's obligation. So, yes, as part of our lien search, we also review the ad valorem taxes and any other special assessments levied by the city or the county, and those would be paid at the time of closing.
And now you've said ad valorem taxes a few times. I've heard this in the news lately. They want to go away from these. What is that all about?
Well, that's something that has piqued my interest simply from a homeowner and property owner. Governor DeSantis has, and I don't want to misquote him, he is, in my opinion, been on a mission to help eliminate ad valorem taxes in the state of Florida. And it's one of those things that I know as a homeowner and a property owner, we somewhat take for granted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Death and taxes.
Yeah.
Death and taxes.
So ad valorem taxes, the Latin ad valorem means literally to tax the thing. And so, you know, one of DeSantis's main points is, in a sense, you are renting your property from the state or the county who levies taxes on your property. And I think from a political agenda, he is intent on, one, first and foremost, making Florida more affordable for the average person. And that is something we all need to get behind because it stimulates such our economy. From a real estate perspective, the elimination of ad valorem taxes would be a boon to real estate.
Well, it would save people hundreds of dollars every month on their payments.
But don't those ad valorem taxes pay for services? You and I, Bo, live in the city.
I thought our sales tax paid for that.
Well,
actually, the property taxes is my understanding. Do go to some of the fire services, EMT, that kind of specialty services. And schools,
yeah.
Education.
That's correct. And that's been, Angela, you hit on it. That has been the number one pushback against DeSantis is, you know, Governor, how are we going to pay for local services?
Right.
Now, I think the answer to that has been, and I'm not suggesting this is my answer because I don't know enough about the county budget and the city budget. The answer has been an increase in sales taxes to make that tax burden more widespread. I don't know where that's going to shake out. I don't pretend to know. The aim of his proposal is a good one. How, you know, when rubber meets the road, when reality comes, is it feasible? That's what they're working on now. But, you know, in a world in which those property taxes are eliminated or drastically reduced, one, we have people from many other states who would flock to Florida, especially retirees who may be on a fixed income. So if they can eliminate a tax bill every year that, by and large, taxes increase every year, ad valorem-wise.
Yeah.
They just do.
They do.
And so the aim of that is great. It would help homeowners qualify for mortgages in greater amounts in the sense that their monthly debt to income would reduce simply because they don't have to escrow every month for taxes.
Right.
Now,
right. Hopefully we wouldn't go to a state income tax.
Correct.
So I had some folks from Santa Rosa County were on yesterday talking about the budget, and 55% of their budget comes from these monies.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's a dilemma, a little bit of a dilemma.
Right.
I'm not getting political. I'm just saying.
Right. It was never meant to be political. It was more, what is this all about?
Yeah, pros and cons.
And so I want to take a minute and introduce ourselves and welcome again Bo Harper for being here. My name is Will Mabin with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmabin.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. And my direct line is 850-292-3165. And a shout out to Go Noles, ACO. Bohess@att.net is my email.
I love it.
And I am Bo Harper. I'm the owner of Harper Title Company. We're located in East Pensacola. We're also located in Gulf Breeze proper, behind the Dunkin' Donuts there. Phone number is 850-435-4435. You can visit us at harpertitlecompany.com.
And I'm Meg with Pep Talk. I just hang out here and listen to these intelligent people talk about it. And our number here to ask questions, 850-437-1620. And we got plenty of time for questions. They are going to be here for the next half hour as well. So please send them on in.
Yeah.
So, Bo, I know I'm bouncing through some different subjects, but, you know, we fill out so many disclosures for everything. And one of them is wire fraud. Wire fraud is real. I tell every one of my customers every time wire fraud is real. Can you tell us some good safety practices to protect our customers?
Certainly. And this is really to buyers of real estate. If you're under contract to buy a home, you need to realize that wire fraud is an ever-present danger in our business, meaning on the real estate transactional side with the real estate agents. Where the biggest problems come in is the average home buyer does not deal in that world every day like we do. And I say we do, so I would tell homeowners the first thing they need to do is realize that there is a danger there. Criminals, through cybersecurity, fraud, and illegal activities, hack real estate agents' emails. They hack buyers' emails to try to gain knowledge of when a transaction is taking place. Okay? Then those criminals impersonate people. They typically impersonate the law firm or the title company to try to induce buyers to wire them funds. Okay? What buyers need to understand is that a wire runs through the Federal Reserve System, and it's kind of like, you know, a sword. It has a dangerous element to it in the sense that once a wire has been completed, part of the beauty of a wire is that the Federal Reserve is now crediting another bank and another customer with those funds. And that simply can't be reversed with a flip of a switch. Now, there are mechanisms to try to freeze those funds if a wire fraud event has occurred, but I think the first line of defense for buyers is to understand that that world is not going away. Real estate professionals deal in it every day. Mm-hmm. From a buyer's perspective, they need to be very suspicious about any emails that they get from somebody claiming to be the title company or the attorney handling their transaction, okay? Because in our industry at this point, there are very few title companies or attorneys who email what we call wire instructions. And those are simply instructions for you to take to your bank to say, hey, I need to send my cash to close on this home to this title company, okay? Where those instructions are coming from is the critical component. So most title companies, including ourselves, we do not email wiring instructions because email has become the method by which criminals trick buyers into sending funds to them.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
very scary, which also brings me to the point that we've been talking about here for over a year and a half now, the importance of having professionals on your side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could not stress that more. And the great thing is, you know, we live in a world of convenience today. You know, I update my, you know, refresh my email, refresh browsers. We want everything at a moment's touch. Well, in a real estate transaction, buyers really need to take some medicine and say, hey, I don't do this every day. This does not have to happen at the speed with which our regular world moves. Okay, so take precaution on the buyer's side to pick up the phone, call the number of the title company or the law firm to which they're wiring funds, and verbally verify them. Now, specifically at Harper Title Company, we employ a third-party company. It's a software company It was created by a title agent who was the victim of wire fraud. They have developed this great software by which we can verify the identity of our buyers and our sellers, and it sends them through a secure text portal our secure wiring instructions. It updates them 2 weeks before closing and then 3 days before closing.
So the scam I've been hearing about most recently is an email that goes around that says, hey, I'm with, and I'll just use Harper Title as an example. I'm with Harper Title, and we've changed our escrow account to this. Please send the money to this address. And
That's a red flag right there.
Yeah.
It is. And I kind of explained to my buyers going in, I feel like I say wire fraud is real so many times that, can't say it anymore. But I explained that email, and I've been told that it's almost impossible to change an escrow account. Tell us about that.
Well, we can certainly change escrow accounts. That does not happen lightly, and it does not happen easily. So, yes, the fraud that you're describing, that is the most commonplace fraud. So we're talking about impersonation, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you get an email that lands in your inbox, says XYZ Title Company. You're clicking on it. You've never met them in person, most likely. You're under the impression that this is, you know, they're reaching out to you because they need to get your fund. You have to get your funds to closing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say, and this is an unfortunate reality of our business, is we can't police the world. Right. I can't stop criminals from impersonating us. Now, we have a wazoo of cybersecurity measures at our firm. And so, Will, the unfortunate part is not that the title company, the law firm, has been, quote unquote, hacked. Okay. It's that a criminal, through, you know, publicly available information, impersonates the title company. Now, they usually do that, you know, by hacking someone's email, and they realize that, you know, John Smith is closing this transaction at this company. So they'll impersonate that company. So, again, it starts with, in my opinion, it starts with the real estate agent of, you know, notifying and educating the buyer. And then on the title side, we use that software to securely get our instructions to a buyer. And we do that at the outset of the transaction. Most transactions are on a 45-day closing period, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we first make contact with the buyer, we send them this information. It's a company called Certified, and I can get into a little more later. We use that software to securely send our instructions to our buyer, because most fraudsters are waiting to the very end of a transaction to try to nab the buyer, right?
That's when you get the big bucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and so a buyer, they have to put their cash to close, usually their 20% if they're getting a mortgage, into escrow, and they usually do it 1 to 2 days before closing. So fraudsters are sitting and waiting. They know the closing date because they've hacked an email, mm-hmm. and they're trying to induce that buyer. So we try to get to our buyers at the outset of the transaction. And this software is great because, one, it securely delivers those wiring instructions to them. It tells them these wiring instructions will not change. It automatically sends them a reminder 2 weeks out from closing that you've got your closing coming up, here are the wiring instructions, they will not change. It also has a disclaimer: if you receive any other wiring instructions, immediately call our phone number.
Right.
And then 3 days before, it gives a final reminder. So we are doing our part to try to educate our buyers on the front end, because, again, we can't police the world, can't police the fraudsters.
Okay, it's a fascinating discussion, and we're going to continue it into the next half hour with our friends here, Angela Sherrill and Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty, their guest, Bo Harper with Harper Title. If you have questions, get them in now during the break so we can answer them in the next half hour. 850-437-1620. Fascinating topic. I'm learning so much this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be back with you right after the news. So send those questions in, 850-437-1620.
92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, having a great discussion about realty and buying and the process of buying and selling homes. Our hosts are Angela Sherrill and Will Mabin with Connell & Company with their guest, Bo Harper Title. Why don't y'all introduce yourselves with your contact info so people can get in touch with you.
All right. I'm Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and my direct line is 850-292-3165. Call me.
There you go.
Will Mabin with Connell & Company Realty. Phone number is 850-261-7020 or at willmabin.com.
I'm Bo Harper, owner of Harper Title Company, located in East Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. If you're buying or selling a home, please tell your agent that you want to work with us. You can reach us at 850-435-4435 or harpertitlecompany.com.
So we will be talking about buying and selling homes, real estate. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Let's talk a little bit about the first-time home buyer, because we've gotten very into the details here in the last half hour. But when we're just, I think, you know what, maybe I will look at a new home. Who should they contact, and how do they start?
Well, you need to contact me,
okay,
or Will.
I was setting it up like a tennis player. I was setting it up for you.
Yes. Do call us.
Because you can walk them through the process from
right,
beginning to end.
Right. And, you know, initially it's so exciting. And, you know, being able to identify a home that you think you want to purchase, we can help you. We can help you identify that home. We can help you get qualified.
That's so important.
So important.
You can't get to closing unless you've qualified.
No. And then on the it's not really the back end, but I would tell you it is probably step number three after you identify your home and qualify for that home is the title process. And you need to have a very good title agent. And at Bo Harper, at Harper Title, you have Bo, who is an attorney, real estate attorney, so he's very well versed. He employs people who have been in the real estate business, who have been closing agents for a long time. One happens to be a local person, mm-hmm. Robert Combs. And so.
Well, thank you. Robert is a joy to work with. And Robert owned his own title company, Southern Guarantee mm-hmm. Title, here in Pensacola, before he came and worked with us. I did want to say, for all the people out there who were thinking about buying a house or thinking about selling their house, you need a real estate agent. Don't get confused.
Don't do it on your own.
You will read stuff on the internet, you know, that realtors don't do anything, that you don't need one, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you firsthand, from dealing with unrepresented people and unrepresented sellers constantly, you need a real estate agent. Because here's what happens. Anybody can go on Zillow and look at a house, okay? Everybody out there is smart enough to do that, to say, hey, I like this feature, I like that feature. But then there's a complete dearth of knowledge from even going and looking at that house to, one, getting under contract, okay? But, two, taking that contract all the way to closing. There's been a lot of news lately and a lot of misconception about the importance of a real estate agent, and I cannot stress to you enough, you need a real estate agent, primarily for local knowledge, okay? Everybody can tell, hey, listen, I think this is a good area, this is a good school system, blah, blah, blah. They know that. Local knowledge in terms of price, local knowledge in terms of norms for repairs and updates, the age of this roof, is it going to be acceptable to an insurance company? When will I have to replace it? This hot water heater. All of these issues come into play. And so what I see on a day-to-day basis, and this makes sense, when people are confused, they stop, right? That's our human instinct.
Yeah.
And so buyers and or sellers, am I marketing my property too low if I'm a seller? And the answer typically is yes. Mm-hmm. They're trying to save a few dollars on a real estate commission and ultimately shoot themselves in the foot. I see it day in and day out. And I understand that people are trying to save money. I completely understand that. You know, that's the way the world works. We all do that. Mm-hmm. But on a transaction that is important as the home you purchase or the home you're selling,
the biggest investment you make.
Right. And it is foolhardy to think that you can do it on your own. And quite frankly, you may actually get to the closing table, but you'll never know exactly what your home could have sold for, or on the buyer's side, what kind of concessions the seller would have offered, or what repairs the seller would have done because you chose to go unrepresented. Now, and Will, I'll throw it over to you in a second. This typically happens, in my experience, on the buyer's side. They state, hey, listen, I don't want to pay a buyer a commission. And heretofore recently, up until last year, it was typical that a seller compensated a buyer's agent, and it was public knowledge, part of the listing, that a seller would, you know, put in their listing details that, you know, we'll compensate a buyer's agent. Now, I'm interested, Will, in your experience here lately, because there was a big class action lawsuit, and there was a settlement that came out that put some parameters on a listing agent or a seller's agent compensating a buyer's agent. Now, it still happens, and it's still perfectly legal, perfectly kosher. And in our closing business, I still see listing agents compensating buyer's agents because it makes fiscal sense for that seller, in the sense that they know that that buyer's agent is going to be able to get their buyer, not just from, hey, I like the house, from, hey, I like the house, we're under contract, to qualifying that buyer for a mortgage and ultimately getting to closing, which is ultimately the payday.
I see it a lot. And, you know, with the, there's a lot of new forms, and I feel like there's less information being shared on how the commissions or anything else is actually done. And this whole thing was actually meant to give more information, but it feels like they're actually getting less. Now, a lot of times, the negotiation process, we call it the meeting of the minds. In that meeting of the minds, if a seller's bringing or a buyer is bringing a quality buyer, somebody who is pre-approved, ready to go, can get you from writing the offer to the closing table successfully, a lot of times the seller is willing to pay. They're also paying their listing agent as well. So I see it a lot. And what I tell buyers is, let's negotiate. Let's figure out what we can do. Especially in, you know, the fact that all commissions are negotiable. I've saved a lot of buyers a lot of money that way, and continue to do so. It's the importance of having that experience. Meg, did you have a question?
I just wanted to say, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from Cannell & Company. Bo Harper is here with Harper Title. So send in your questions at 850-437-1620. And we did have a question, guys, that came in. What is the owner's title policy?
Bo, that's your field.
So don't overthink it. An owner's title policy is literally an insurance policy, just like you would get a insurance policy from a State Farm agent. We write an owner's title policy, and on Westcor Land Title is who we primarily use. What that policy does is it protects the homeowner against issues that may have arose before they paid all this money for that house. And what I mean by that is it ensures that that title agent is paying off your seller's mortgage, okay? So you don't take title, and it's still subject to your seller's mortgage.
Ooh,
well, that
gosh.
That would be terrible.
Right.
That'd be a nightmare.
And
I mean, does that happen a lot?
Well, it's more common with home equity lines of credit, and it's something we see in our business because banks are incentivized to keep those loans open because bankers get paid flows on those accounts that are open. And I had a case a number of years ago where a guy sold his house in 2003, had a HELOC. The title agent paid the HELOC down and off, but the lender didn't satisfy it.
Oh.
That house was sold two or three times since then.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Our client bought it in 2015. They got served with a foreclosure from the bank who had the HELOC back in 2003.
Oh, my gosh. What
and the
nightmare.
First thing that, you know, the buyer says, the current homeowner is, who are you and what are you doing?
Right.
Well, that's when your title insurance kicks in, and my firm was retained to represent that insured and clear up that prior HELOC. Now, so those title insurance policies protect that homeowner against those interests. Now, more recently, title fraud, or what I like to call seller impersonation fraud, has become more and more rampant. And that's where a criminal impersonates a seller. They are typically a mail-out, mail-away closing. They sell their vacant property to unsuspecting buyer.
Oh, I have heard about this.
Buyer
yes,
takes
I
possession.
Have.
And it's typically with vacant property. It's
well,
not
vacation homes a lot, right?
Or vacation homes
mm-hmm.
where that homeowner is not living, right? Because, you know, if the homeowner's there and the would-be buyer shows up and they're looking at the house, the homeowner's going to have some choice words for the buyer.
I've right. seen some of those, you know, shows on television have people showing up to the home thinking they've bought it and there's somebody living there that has no idea who they are.
Right. And that's where the buyer's title insurance policy kicks in. And unfortunately, that's why you buy the policy, that title insurance company compensates that buyer full amount because in those situations, you have a complete failure of title. That deed from that impersonated, you know, the criminal impersonating the seller is void as a matter of law.
Mm.
So buyer who just paid $250,000 for this vacant land does not have title to that property,
oh,
has
gosh.
No right to be on the property.
Right.
And they're out $250,000.
Mm.
So that's where mm-hmm. the title policy kicks in, would compensate the buyer. Now, it can happen in less nefarious ways as well, especially when property is inherited. You know, yeah, let's yeah. say dad had a child he never told anybody about.
Oh, dear.
You know.
Real estate.
As the real estate turns.
Right, exactly. You know, it goes through probate. You know, brother and sister who were, you know, always live with dad sells the property and this person pops up after the sale, you know, they have a legal right, depending on the circumstances of the probate, if the person didn't have a will, you know, they have an ownership interest in that property. Your title insurance goes to compensate that person and more or less pay them off
yeah.
mm-hmm.
to protect your title to the property.
That is a one-time fee for an owner title policy. How long is it good for?
That title policy lasts for as long as that person owns that property, and it will always protect their interest. In the example I gave earlier of that HELOC that didn't mm-hmm. get paid off, that house had been sold twice.
Right.
Well, the way lawsuits work and the way warranty deeds work, when a seller gives a warranty deed, they are warranting that they have good title with no encumbrances that they haven't told the buyer about. Well, in that instance, all of those homeowners became subject to that suit, but their title insurance policies provided them a defense and ultimately came together to pay off that HELOC. So to answer your question, it will last for the rest of your life. It's a one-time fee. There's no annual renewal. There's no annual premium. And in those limited circumstances, which I explained, it will actually protect your ownership of that property while you own title to that property.
Now, are there state fees that, you know, that are non-negotiable? You know, Will and I have talked about how compensation is negotiable. Are there fees that each title company sets, or how does that work?
So, title insurance premiums, what you pay for the policy, is set by state law. And it's a mathematical formula. It's $5.75 per $1,000 up to $100,000, and then it goes to $5 per $100,000. So on a $100,000 piece of property, which does not really exist in Pensacola anymore, right, you would pay $575 for your title policy. Now, the title agent themselves, they charge a fee for all the services that they do in procuring and issuing that policy, because there is a ton of work. Just like real estate agents do a ton of work, mm-hmm, which I've seen firsthand and lived behind the scenes, title agents do a ton of work from taking a contract to close, and that's called a closing fee. Now, what's also typical is they will charge you a title search fee. Our title search fees, $80, and a lien search fee, you know, with the city of Pensacola, with Escambia County. Those fees, while they're negotiable, in this town and in Santa Rosa County, they're pretty much all the same. We're talking a difference of maybe $50 here and there. But by and large, those fees are also what I would call pretty standard. Mm-hmm. So,
I do have a question that's coming in on this subject here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And the question is, I'm listening, and if I don't have a title insurance policy, can I buy one after the fact?
Great question.
Yes, you could after the fact. Yes.
Okay. So
call
that's,
Harper Title.
Because clearly this person's panicking now after after hearing all of this.
Well, in response to this question, I don't want to scare the person. There's a reason title insurance policies are purchased at the time when you obtain your ownership. And that's simply because in our business, we pay off that mortgage. We ensure there are no liens. If there's a lien, we clear it up. Mm-hmm. So all of those things happen at or before the moment of closing. So, you know, don't be worried about that. But looking at another way, you know, if there was a problem when that person's ownership interest arose, there's a problem there. Your
Tell
title policy procured after the fact, is not going to fix the existence of that problem.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. If you have questions, this is a great topic. We're talking about the whole process of closing, mortgage, title, real estate, buying, selling with our friends with Connell & Company, 850-437-1620. There's still plenty of time for your questions. Text them on in. Okay, what have we missed? What have we not discussed?
Well,
this morning?
I don't know about missed, but we do need to talk about some actual real estate in here.
I think
we've
be
been
good.
Getting some good education, but it's been an exciting month. Angela, what an amazing month.
Yes, definitely.
So, Angela and I, we just recently listed a brand new property. Well, new for us, but it's an existing property in East Hill, a beautiful location. Go and check it out. It's at 1708 North 14th Avenue. And Angela, tell us about some of yours.
I have 5225 Choctaw Avenue that I just listed yesterday. It is live. It is in the Perdido Bay Country Club Estates. Sounds like a highfalutin neighborhood. It has lovely homes. Very people family friendly. There is a golf course. It is not a mandatory homeowners association membership to get in there. So there's a sign that it is a covenant restricted neighborhood, meaning if you buy a house in there, you don't have to be a member of the HOA, but you do have to follow the rules and regulations of the neighborhood.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, excited about that.
Well, let's keep on the real estate. I've got another question about title, but we'll get to it in a minute. Go ahead. Talk more about the property there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
These and other properties, if you want to see any of them, please feel free to reach out to me. My name's Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and my number direct line is 850-292-3165. Or you can reach me at gonolsacs@att.net.
Where can I go to see your listings?
Oh, at buysellcanel.com.
Or at willmaben.com.
There you go. Thank you very much. All right.
Or any platform that they want to see them
gotcha.
On.
Okay. Yeah. And we did have another text that came in, so we have a few minutes left. I want to know about owner financing.
So I'm going to take that question as as what we would refer to as seller financing.
Mm-hmm.
Seller financing is awesome. When done the right way, I've bought my office building in Gulf Breeze.
Get a real estate agent. Deal.
Hmm. Okay. Can you explain what it is for those that may not know?
And so a real estate agent can still be involved in a seller financing deal. Actually,
right.
a friend of mine called me week before last, and they sold, it was a $1.5 million house over in Milton. And the owners, because they had inherited it, they seller financed it. And what
wow.
I mean, so seller financing is not as complicated as you would think. It's literally where the seller is acting as the bank. So, for example, on that $1.5 million deal, this buyer was bringing $300,000 as a down payment. And for various personal reasons, the seller said, hey, listen, I will act as the bank. I will hold a promissory note and mortgage. You can make payments to me instead of making payments to a traditional lender. Now, there's a various number of reasons why you would do that. Typically, in a seller finance deal, the seller is not requiring a full 20% down. And I haven't done the math on that to see if it's 20. But there are no regulations for an individual seller finance deal. They can set an interest rate wherever they want to, as long as it's not usurious or against law. But it's typically competitive with a typical mortgage rate, but a little higher. Okay. What a seller gets in that instance is they get interest income. Okay. You know, and depending on where, you know, stock market returns are now, in some instances, a seller can get a better return on their money. Now, not all sellers have that ability, because a lot of sellers need that equity or that cash to then go buy their next home. But so if you came and saw us, we handle seller finance deals all the time. Primarily, one, I'm a real estate attorney. Two, I've lived enough of those deals. I have bought plenty of properties on a seller finance. Well, yeah, one last year. And so what happens, the seller conveys title to the buyer. The buyer executes what we call a promissory note, which is a legal obligation to pay, and a mortgage, which simply secures payment of that promissory note. That mortgage acts as a lien on that property. In the event that the buyer defaults, the seller simply forecloses that mortgage and gets the property back.
Wow.
He sells it.
And so it provides a lot of flexibility. It is the easiest way to explain that. And depending on the circumstances, it can be very advantageous to both parties. Less money down for a buyer. Seller, especially if it's an investment property, when we're taking that cash over time, we can delay our capital gains in that instance, which is a huge thing for sellers. Like, for example, an office building I bought in Gulf Breeze, it was a seller finance deal. The sellers did not want to pay all of the capital gains on a sizable purchase in one tax year. So the way that works is the interest that they got, they're paying income taxes on that, but they don't have that huge capital gains burden in one year.
Gotcha. Right. Guys, we are out of time. We got about a minute left, so let's get that information out there so folks can reach out to you. And anything else you want to mention?
Yes. I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, and my direct line is 850-292-3165. You can see my listings, Will's listings, and the rest of Cannell & Company at buysellcannell.com.
I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Bo Harper, Harper Title Company. Come see us in East Pensacola. Gulf Breeze proper, 850-435-4435.
Thank you
for being here.
Thank you all
yes.
so much for
Thank
being
you.
Here. Great show. If you'd like to hear it again, take some notes. You can go to our website at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, and then click on Cannell & Company. This has been Pep Talk today. I hope you have a great day today. Be kind and gentle to yourself. And always remember, love now. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning.